our second feature. The first car you ever own is always remembered as something a bit special. And in a continuing series in the evening news, Diana Hunt recalls the car she describes as the love of my life. Our reader is Jenny Pierce.
My first car was the love of my life. In the early 1980s, after a failed marriage, my New Year's resolution was to pass my driving test. It wasn't easy. I had to rely on British School of Motoring and a one-hour lesson each week. My personal life was turned round by a new boyfriend, who was no slouch when it came to repairing cars, a thing a lot of men did in those days. Picture a cold, dark winter evening when I was asked to accompany my boyfriend to his workplace, as there was something there he had to do. On arrival, the workshop lights were switched on, and there, lit up like a car in a showroom, was this gorgeous red Ford Capri. And I was informed that I was its new owner. It belonged to me. Well, talk about love at first sight. The boyfriend wasn't bad either. It seemed like Christmas and birthday rolled into one. I was thrilled. I bought car wax and seat covers for this beautiful car and lovingly looked after it. And when I eventually passed my driving test, words can't describe the lovely feeling I had when I could drive this car any time I wanted to. The tax disc I have for it reads £46.75 for 6 months. When the bonnet was raised for the usual inspections, water, oil, etc., it was a standing joke around the male workforce that I should look for a dipstick, not a lipstick. We didn't take ourselves so seriously in those days. I owned the Ford Capri for a few years, but things don't last forever, and sadly it had to go, along with the boyfriend. I have owned many cars since then, but my first love was the lovely Ford Capri.